Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, blessed souls, here it comes, the brighter inner light of Blog Talk Radio. This is Soul Class 444, and we're starting a new series. We didn't even say part one because we're not sure how long it's going to go, but I think it will be a lengthy series, which we hope to do on a continual basis with the help of the Most High Thoughtful Soul Garments. But let's start off by reminding everyone we're alive because we want to stay alive. In Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, Bracha, blessing, and Shalom, peace upon the human family experience. It's now 9:32 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, live from Turtle Island with Love, a.k.a. the USA, Unifying Souls. Actually, program content will focus on what is influenced by and what assists our blessed souls carry out our missions as stewards of this blessed earth, namely our garments of thought, speech, and action. Our call-in number is 347-838-8669, but I apologize in advance because I will not be taking any phone calls to get your feedback or questions or comments or concerns, because once a week I've been advised to try to do something solo, not hand solo, but to help you get on course to realize there's something more than just a Hollywood version of the Force. There's the Almighty Creator. In the meantime, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. And we're going to start off by quoting a prophetic teaching from the book of Joel, chapter 4, verse 16. Quote, "And the Creator shall roar from Zion, and from Jerusalem he shall give forth his voice. And the heavens and earth shall quake, and the Creator is a shelter to his people, and a stronghold for the children of Israel." The book of Joel, the prophet Joel, Navi Yoel, chapter 4, verse 16, Perek Dalet, Posik Tes Zion. Also, just as an afterthought on the series that we just concluded last Thursday, with the blessings of the Most High, on the idea of Shekhinah, divine presence, which a concept we do not try to avoid any one time. In fact, we try to always be clinging to the Shekhinah, divine presence, through our thought, speech, and action. And calling from a wonderful book called Tomer Devorah, which is written by a very holy man who lived in the 16th century, Rav Moshe Cordovero, who has an acronym called the Ramak, talking about how a person should accustom himself or herself to the attribute of wisdom. And when a person comes to understand, as Rav Moshe Cordovero taught, that wisdom should be found in everything, and that a person should share whatever wisdoms he or she have found with the other people, and try to influence others with their perception of profundity, letting no factor at all distract him or her, it also means being considerate of other matters, even the matter of food, meaning food should not be disrespected. And this connects to what we talked about last week about this wonderful organization, which I'm sure exists not just only in New York City, but in different forms and different names and different organizations. It's called City Harvest. So they're taking care of otherwise unused food that was heading for the garbage bin, as we mentioned last week's program, which was broadcast on February 5th. That's something you might want to go back and look into the archive version of our Humble Efforts on Soul class. Anyway, as well, I just want to make a brief announcement. Hopefully this coming Monday, we hope to do a two-hour program. It's my day off from work. Praise be the Creator that we have such a holiday as President's Day here in America. And I hope to take at least 2 hours of that day, which actually will be more this time for preparing the content, to have a rabbi live from Tzfas, Israel. It's always nice to have rabbis speak with us from the Holy Land. Rabbi David Katz, who co-wrote a book with another rabbi by the name of Rabbi Chaim Klorfin, called The World of the Ger. To explore this concept, literally it means it can be understood very simply as the world of the convert, but it's more than that. And Rabbi Katz will share with us why it is more than just that, how he got involved in that. And I will give my own little brief synopsis on why I got involved and still involved in trying to encourage the nations of the world to embrace their heritage, which is the heritage of the seven universal commandments, and to assist those who want to go beyond the seven commandments to consider if conversion is part of their destiny. Again, it's a decision that each individual, he or she, must decide. Not that I personally am not on a campaign to try to missionize members of the Blessed Nations of the world to become a Jew, member of the Nation of Israel, but to help them become educated consumers of Torah, true Torah teachings, with all the written and oral Torah teachings and elucidations. That being said, we have about 22 minutes to go, and let's go on with the show, the program. So again, blessed souls, today's new series is called Thoughtful Soul Garments. To understand, blessed souls, a Torah concept requires a human being, whether that human being is a man or a woman, to make use of three general garments. The type of garments to consider to use in order to access Torah concepts, we're not talking about a skirt, pants, a shirt, and plus a comfortable pair of shoes or a sandal. The garments to be addressed should be readily accessible to each one of us, which we can use these garments for an elevated purpose. So the garments to be discussed are your blessed thoughts, your blessed speech, and your blessed actions. And I would not be surprised if learning about these garments will empower you to become more proactive and not respond with an indifferent reaction. What can manifest from such information to be shared with you, blessed souls, is that after your or any of our biblical 120 years, not compelled to be literal, but rather alluding to 120 points of human experience, either fully actualized or partially engaged, is a sense of dedication towards accessing our true nature as human beings, being human, seekers of Creator. And while we seek to grow deeper within our search, our eternal Creator, we are strengthened and blessed to encourage other human beings to see beyond the semi-imposed, fully imposed, covertly and overtly veils of deception and apathy and hatred and jealousy, which occur because of a lack of the knowledge of the Creator's plan for this blessed creation. So garment number one, which we want to immerse ourselves in for the next several shows, garment number one is the garment of thought, THOUGHT. Now thought, within the Torah axiomatic teachings regarding thought, we can fuse with a mind-unshackling law, Torah oral tradition law, or halakha, embedded within this blessed creation. And what is this mind-unshackling law, blessed souls? That permission, or free will, is given to every human being to make a choice to travel upon the path of good and be righteous, or to travel upon the path of evil and therefore be wicked. Rahman Waslan, please spare us from such a path. And to learn more about this axiomatic law, blessed souls, from a Torah perspective, I suggest you learn more about this by going to the Rambam's Mishnah Torah in the Laws of Repentance, Chapter 5, Law 1. Now, a thought may arise within your blessed mind. The choices we make in life can be established openly via information presented to us to ponder upon, or is it ultimately dependent upon another axiom of Torah, a Torah scriptural action, axiom, as is recorded in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 27, where the axiomatic expression was transmitted to the mighty Levi prophet Moses to share with not only the nation of Israel at that time, but for all human beings, for all times. And that axiomatic statement is, in the image of Creator, human beings have that sole distinction of being created, designed, intended to be, quote-unquote, in the image of Creator. Not to be Creator, or to take the place, or to wage war against the Creator, but to resemble at some level, on the human experience level, a way of imaging or revealing Creator's plan for the creation. Now, this idea of in the image of Creator is actually alluding to human potential, accessing uniquely the human soul, which was extracted, or you might say excavated, or revealed from eternal levels of Elokus, which you can call godliness or divinity as well. So we start to perhaps think about such Torah concepts, we can ask it in the way of a question or an assertive statement. Or it can also be understood as a paradoxical question. But we want to assert that, in fact, we can think about such Torah concepts, blessed souls. That's why I'm presenting this material. One such Torah concept is your blessed soul garment of thought. Now, we're going to be plucking inspirations from a seminal work that was written and taught by the second Chabad Rebbe, who was actually qualified to be called accurately and truthfully, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rebbe Dov Ber, of Lubavitch, who actually was the first Rebbe of Chabad to settle in that small town in Belarus, in White Russia, called Lubavitch. I believe it was in 1813 that he settled there with his Hasidim and family. And we're plucking from this seminal work called Shar Yichud, the Gateway of the Gate of Unification, where the Mittler Rebbe discussed that, and I'm paraphrasing and anglicizing it to make it more accessible to you, blessed souls, is that thought as an umbrella term actually branches off into various dimensions of thought, such as thoughts of action, thoughts regarding speech, or thoughts about the thoughts that we are thinking about. And these levels of thought also can further branch off to help us understand that there can be examples of thoughts ranging from prophetic speech to angelic conversations to even calling out via your own blessed thought process. Not speaking, but calling out with your thought process the name of your parent, spouse, siblings, child, friend or associate, and then not being surprised when he or she contact you via phone, text, email, Skype, or whatever other means he or she can use to inquire of your welfare. Thought also brings to our attention, blessed souls, what the Zohar brings down in the preface to the Zohar on the second page, first side, and this axiomatic Zoharic teaching is as follows. A mother gives from herself to her daughter. Okay, mother-daughter connections, relationships. For those of us who merited or currently are meriting to observe such unique experiences, realize pretty quickly that any nurturing mother gives of herself for the benefit and development of her own precious daughter or daughters. So what is the Zohar HaKodesh, the Holy Zohar, also known as the Book of Light, Sefer Zohar, so what is the Sefer Zohar, the Holy Zohar, teaching us, blessed souls? Namely this, and this is within the perspective of the Mittler Rebbe's Shar Yichud, Gate of Unification. The inner dimension of a mother giving to her daughter expresses qualities of understanding which relate to a concept which I'm not going to fully elaborate upon today during today's program, but they're known as the Hei Gevuros, the five severities, the five qualities of strength, as it relates to the following five Hebrew letters, Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Pei, and Kaf, or Chaf. And these letters are unique that when they are spelled at the when these letters are used at the beginning of the spelling of any word in the Lashon HaKodesh, the Holy Tongue, they have one shape, and when they are used in the spelling of a word at the end of a word, they have another shape. But also these five severities of Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Pei, and Kaf, or Chaf, Sofit, are also qualities of Ema, or mother, or understanding. Now, this transfer of what a mother gives to her daughter, alluding to the transference of qualitative combinations of all types of letters, individualized letters, like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, in the source of this allegory, in the Aleph to the Tav, in the 22 letters of the Hebrew Aleph Beit, or alphabet, there is the ability for the manifestation of qualitative combinations of all types of letters dispersed while we human beings engage in our experience, on our own thoughts. By the way, to hopefully make the obvious very, very terse and probably very vague teachings for most human beings who have never learned these teachings before. The mother, as we just mentioned, is referring to human understanding, and the daughter being alluded to from the Zohar Kodesh, the Holy Zohar, is human speech. So when we say that the mother gives them herself to her daughter, in order for speech to give forth the fruits of the lips, not necessarily just prophetic speech, but just regular mundane human speech in the course of our interactions with other human beings, we must have formulated previously to our speaking some sort of understanding concerning whatever we want to speak with another person about. Because if not, it just sounds like, you know, gobbledygook. There's no rhyme or reason to what we're saying. And we see when people unfortunately get to a certain stage in their life experience where they can no longer process their human understanding to the point where their speech reflects their understanding, this is a very painful experience. So may we never be, may all of us be spared from such a painful experience. That's just a parenthetical thought. So getting back to our topic matter, as we're coming down to the last 8 minutes of our presentation today. So we recognize that in order for there to be a transfer of consciousness, which we can associate with the term understanding or mother, to the unique human experience of transferring understanding / mother to other human beings via human speech / daughter, the intermediary of thoughts uniquely human are required. Now, such thoughts in the process of transfer of consciousness from one person to another outside of ourselves, such thoughts are alluded to as depicted, written down, taught in the chapter 41 of the Shari Yuchad, the Gateway of Unification. Such thoughts are alluded to in a verse from the Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 12, which reads, "The voice of our guide is heard in our land." Now this voice, blessed souls, is alluding to, from the perspective of Torah Savar, Torah reasoning, the voice of our guide which is heard in our land, the voice is our thoughts, which we have to be wary, can at times mislead us. However, when we sublimate those thoughts that occupy our mind, when we sublimate our thoughts to the true inner voice, the voice of divine instruction, which we humbly like to remind everyone within our own perspective as a member of the nation of Israel, that inner voice is the voice of divine instruction, which is none other than the Torah. And this Torah voice is heard in our land, meaning our land here alluding to that which is our brain of wisdom and understanding and knowledge and sensitivity towards the essence of any wisdom and understanding. So our land / our speech, our faculty of speech, can therefore disperse, share, reveal a crystal clear voice of elucidation towards our true inner purpose for dwelling upon any land or any conversation within this blessed creation. So it is a quality of combining letters while simultaneously distinctly packaging them within our thoughts. While we reflect upon our thoughts, we glare out at three general levels of how we experience our thoughts. Well, one way is the general thought experience, meaning how do we think about the thoughts that we are thinking about? That's general thought experience one. How do we think about what thoughts are transpiring in our mind, which are constant, actually? Then there's general thought experience two, is what thoughts are we thinking when we desire to engage in the wonderful human experience called human speech? And then again, we reflect upon to richen the dialogue and hopefully to encourage you to do further research into this matter, blessed souls. How do we think? What is the process by which we think about what actions we're going to take in this world? But first, before we take any action, is how do we think about what action we're going to take? So let us consider a brief perspective as well, calling from another source, namely Sefer Likutin, which was a series of teachings gleaned by, we want to keep the segue ending music to the program off for the moment. Let's consider a brief perspective in relation to our thoughts, what our speech is as a byproduct of our thought process. Namely, an entity which is tangible to another blessed human being. So when human being A speaks to human being B, human being B senses the tangible expression, the transmission from human being A. However, human being B does not comprehend the thoughts human being A thought about prior to sharing that information with human being B. So human being B is not thinking about human being A's thought process other than the thoughts that whatever human being A was thinking of before he shared his or her thoughts with human being B, those thoughts are an expression of I, nothing tangible. There's like a sense of nothingness. Because until another person speaks to you, you don't know what he or she is going to say to you. So it's like they don't exist. But obviously they did exist and do exist at the point when another person is speaking to you. So therefore, on the one hand, human being B doesn't consider what human being A thought about until human being A spoke. The machshavas ayin, the thoughts of nothingness which existed previously in human being A's mind before he or she spoke to human B, are really not of consequence to human being B. Now, of course, sometimes we speak a language of facial expression, body language, that obviously a very perceptive human being can pick up on and say, oh, I see what you're thinking because what your body's communicating to me, not what your process of your human experience of speech you're not sharing with me. But that's, we're not really going to get into that. That's just something that, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have learned about and maybe haven't learned about, thought about, maybe only gave it superficial thought. But in the meantime, blessed souls, we're kind of leave you hanging because we have to keep going now. And therefore, we're going to end with a song by our wonderful brother out in England, David Dome. It's called Peace in My Mind. This is a song which I think is dedicated to all of humankind to help us remind ourselves we can get back home and get off in scrimmage with our divine image, our Tzel Melokim, which will help us realize that life is not a dream. And remember, you can do good, blessed souls. And I hope today's humble presentation, which I'm sure for many of you, those who heard it live just now or will be hearing the archive version, will find it very elliptical and very foreign in terms of the reasoning process, because most of us take our thought processes very much for granted, too much for granted. But when we realize our thought processes are actually vehicles for transmission of higher intellects and higher instructions from the Torah to help us be proper human stewards on this blessed earth, we'll want to learn more about it. So in the meantime, let's end the program in a fashion of Ahav Echad, one love, Goral Echad, one destiny, Kolano for all of us, Bardachi Shalom, in a peaceful way, Darchinom, in a pleasant way, Laham Sheikh, to be continued, Bez Hashem Yisbreich, with the help of the Most High. Take care.